All right, back talking hockey now with Masconomen High School hockey coach Andrew Jackson. And Coach, welcome back. How are you?
Doing all right. We lost yesterday, but we're okay.
I understand that. I want to talk about that one. But before that, you know, we were talking a little bit in our pregame warm-up about some of the frustrations of this winter. And I don't want to belabor the point, Coach, because there's a lot of good to talk about. But you, the kids, coaches, teachers, parents, still have to navigate this pandemic stuff. And I just wonder, what's the general overall atmosphere like at Masco?
Well, I'll say it's better than last year. You know, the kids have some hope with a tournament still in the forecast and, you know, a league title in the fold and all that. But, you know, it's affecting, I feel like, every team, every game. You know, there's at least a couple guys out or, but it also gives a bunch of guys opportunities. You know, we have some players stepping in that are, you know, contributing offensively, defensively, especially lately. And, you know, it's good because we're getting more guys in, but, overall it's frustrating.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And it's just so tiresome when I'm seeing tempers flare wherever I go now. And it's like, guys, we just have to continue to be patient. It's going to get better. And, we just have to hang in there. Coach, last time we talked, you had, your guys had played a big game over, let me see here, Gloucester, I believe it was. It was a big win. And you're in the middle of a really tough schedule. But since then, you've had a pretty good game over Newburyport, a couple of close games, 3-2 games, one up, one down, one against Beverly, one against Lincoln Sudbury. And maybe, Andrew, if you could just kind of recap how the last week and a half or so have gone, because it looks like really for the entire season, for the most part, your games have been really close and your defense has been outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, the Gloucester game obviously gave us a big boost in league. And then Newburyport, we always like to schedule them. You know, old familiar Cal foe, they're very physical. We always know it's going to be a grind against them, especially up at Graff there. But, you know, that was a good game. They just played, I think it was two D1s down the South Shore, and they played Canton down the South Shore. And, so, you know, they had a win and a couple close games. So, we have a good little thing going playing Newburyport. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, LS, you know, one of the former D2 powerhouses, now D1. Big school. I mean, they got, I think, over 80 kids trying out and stuff. I mean, so they're very deep. Their top-line talent was good. Their goalie was good. I thought we actually outplayed them, though. You know, we were missing our starting goalie, Nick Santangelo, who's been, I think, one of the better goalies in the area. But Tristan Dillon stepped in and really gave us the opportunity, a chance to win. He played well. But, you know, they're big, they're fast, they're strong, they're skilled. They're a legit D1 team. So, you know, we want to try and face the best and prepare, especially with this new system that with the MIA, not really factoring in wins and losses, but more a strength of schedule and margin of victory.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we scheduled up this year. And, you know, so far so good. You know, it stinks to lose, but I think we kind of proved to ourselves that we can compete with some of the best teams in the state. We had three crossbars.
Oh, geez.
I think they had two goals that crossed the goal line by a combined distance of 2 inches. So, you know, we played well. We played well.
What do you do, Coach, after a loss personally? Because you've been doing this for a while now, and it, you know, I'm always goaltenders have such great philosophies, I think. I mean, give up a goal, red lights go off, thousands of people cheer, and you made they're all looking at you, but then you got to forget about it and just get ready for the next puck drop. Is it the same way in coaching high school hockey? Okay, you lost. Lesson learned. We just have to do this or do that. I mean, you got to put those. How do you do that? How do you put those in the rearview mirror?
I mean, it's tough. You know, you're dealing with, you know, teenage young men. You know, emotions can sometimes run high, and you know, kind of like Ted Lasso. You got to have the memory of a goldfish sometimes, and just kind of let things go. And sometimes the bounces won't go your way, and you know, just keep sticking to our philosophy, which is, you know, proved to be fairly successful recently, and just, you know, stick to it. You know, right now we got a target on our back. I keep telling the guys, you know, we're going to get the best from everybody every game now. And Beverly certainly did that up at Endicott last week, and, you know, they gave us all we could handle, and we came back late. But, you know, we got to learn to win in different ways now. So it's good. It's a challenge, and I think the boys are up for it, and I think they're excited. They know there are no gimmies out there.
I think final question, and then we'll take a quick look at Winthrop. In terms of attendance this year, for whatever reason, how much have you had to shuffle your lines and your pairings and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we've had, it seems like consistently, we have, you know, a couple defensemen out recently, a couple, you know, probably top five defensemen out, which has been tough, but also good. You know, we've had a couple forwards that have converted to D, Cam Giuliano and Zach Peterson, and, you know, all of a sudden Zach's playing top 4 minutes, which is great. You know, he's a big body, quick, good hands. So, you know, it has been tough, you know, juggling lines and, you know, plugging guys in, but it's also been kind of rewarding for those kids and rewarding as coaches to see them have that success stepping up when needed. I mean, right now we got senior captain Nick McMillan, who's, you know, first line right wing, first line power play. He's out with a broken wrist for a couple more weeks.
Oh boy.
So everybody's dealing with it, so we don't make excuses. We're trying not to postpone.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep rolling along here.
Well, speaking of not postponing, you've got more than one day off in a row now, so what are you going to do with it?
Yeah, I know. We got we're taking today and tomorrow off, and then we're going to have some, you know, film work and practice workouts on Thursday, practice Saturday, and trying to prepare for always defensively tough Winthrop team.
Yeah, well, I've been
two or three in a row now, so they're heating up.
Well, I was looking at your schedule, and I said more than one day off. I meant on the schedule. You guys have had a brutal schedule. Yeah, Winthrop. That's their strength is defense, of course, with Coach Dunbar, and they're up to 4-3-0 overall. And then you've got I don't know. It's you're halfway through the season, Coach. Final assessment. What's the report card at the midway point?
I would say B+. You know, I think we can be better. I think we've been good. You know, I think even the two losses, you know, we learned from them, you know, to play a full 45, and we got to finish our chances when we get them. But, you know, overall pretty pleased with the boys' effort. You know, we don't really have any slouches on the team. We've said that this is our, although we're undersized a little bit compared to years prior, this is our most fit team. You know, our conditioning as well. All the kids are in great shape and pretty ripped. So, you know, what we lack in height and weight, maybe, we make up for in grit and speed and endurance. So, yeah, I'd say B+.
Pretty formidable combination, especially given the pandemic challenges around here. Coach, I want to talk to you again soon, but I wish you all the best, and for heaven's sakes, you and the boys stay safe.
All right, excellent. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Andrew. Take care. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.